Sunday, August 1st, at Camp David. Strike thing was the first question again this morning, and Schultz had a more optimistic report. They had negotiated on both steel and rails all night again last night. Steel postponed their strike 24 hours because they were making some progress. They had been given our signal to get it settled, and Schultz thinks it was done without getting us into too much of a box. It's mainly a matter now of clearing up details. Same basically applies to the rail thing, and George adds it up as being the odds now favor contracts on both of them by Monday morning. Then at 9 o'clock tonight, the steel people announced a settlement. So at least that one's done. Rails are still negotiating. The president called me over to Aspen at 1:15 today as it was pouring rain. He had called me earlier and I was out playing tennis, and so he told me to wait and come in an hour or so, but then the rain came and so I went on over. He had ordered a fire in the fireplace, although it was boiling hot outside. And when I walked in, his study was completely full of smoke, and Manola was running around with papers trying to get the fireplace to draw. Kind of incongruous in August in Washington. He got back onto the conservative problem, wants to be sure Mitchell keeps working on them, giving the conservative party people appointments and so forth to keep them in line. Also, he wants Hobe Lewis to form a small group of 8 to 10 conservative leaders that would be solid supporters of the president on all issues. Some people like Hobe Lewis, Jeff Hart, Claire Luce, Billy Graham, and so on, to develop a letter-writing capability and take other leadership steps to maintain the conservative support. He got to talking about scheduling a little bit and made the point that I've got to protect him against over-scheduling a day, especially a 12-hour day. He was saying this in the context of being very glad he hadn't gone to the Bohemian Grove Saturday because it would have made the day too long. He says the problem is that he hasn't recognized himself the wear and tear and the emotional strain of all the problems that he has on his mind, that it's different being president and trying to move around the country than it is being a candidate, because the candidate only worries about the next speech, where the president's got to worry about that, plus all the decisions and the things that are hanging fire. So he feels that a president can't take as heavy a load as a candidate can, the point that I've been trying to make to him all along, but haven't really scored on. He got into domestic policy stuff again, made the point that he just doesn't want to waste time trying to sell the present administration programs, that instead he wants to work for things that he believes in, sort of the same thing he'd been talking about before. On the economy, he now thinks we ought to get Rumsfeld, Schultz, and Flanagan together to develop a plan for presidential leadership and bringing in labor and management for direct meetings in the industries where there might be strikes, and that we should have a man to do this on a regular basis, with the president stepping in from time to time on the major ones. End of August 1st.